Have you ever broken a brick open with your head? Well, I haven't either, but Mario has, and this whole episode is about Mario and all his pals. We've got 11 questions for you on Nintendo. This is Trivia with Buds. What it be, and welcome to another episode of the Trivia with Buds podcast. Happy Sunday. Tomorrow is the big one-year anniversary of doing the podcast daily, 365 episodes. Thank you guys so much for being on this thing for the long haul. If you've been on since the beginning, we started, I think, about 3 years ago in the month of July. So we've been doing this podcast for 3 years, and we did it for a year and a half one way, and then about a year another way. So maybe it's about 2.5 years, but I thought I started around July. I'll have to check my records. And by records, I mean just like shriveled up notebooks that get spilled on with kids' juice boxes and things all around the house. But alas, I will try and check some documents to see when we officially started. But it's either 2.5 or 3 years, and specifically 1 year of the daily edition of the show. So if you like this show, we've been doing it for a full year now, starting tomorrow. And we're going to have a bunch of fun stuff going on tomorrow's episode, so make sure you check it out. If you're brand new to the show, hit subscribe so you don't miss any episodes. They come out every single day, and we are really climbing those iTunes charts. We're at number 26 as I read and record this right now, number 26 on the Games and Hobbies section of iTunes. If you know a friend who would like this show, please tell them about it. Send them a link. Share it with them in some way and say, hey, I think you'd get a kick out of listening to this one and answering these questions on Back to the Future or State Capitals or Star Trek, etc. We've done a little bit of everything on this show, and we continue to do that today with some Nintendo questions. These are all about Nintendo's finest. You're going to have some Yoshi, some Donkey Kong, some Mario Kart, some Princess Peach, a little something for everybody. And this is a round recorded at RT Rogers Brewing in Sierra Madre, California. So you can play along with the fun group over at the brewery. If you want to play trivia with me live like these people do every Thursday from 8 to 10 at RT Rogers, you can go to my website, hit locations, and see where you can play some live trivia with me. Some big special events coming up, including Harry Potter trivia on August 3rd at Ogopogo Brewing in San Gabriel, California. Tickets will be going up for that very soon. And if you live anywhere near Chattanooga, Tennessee, July 7th, I will be there July 7th doing some Disney, Marvel, and Star Wars trivia at the South Side Social. About a fourth of the tickets have been sold for that, and that event's coming up in just 2 weeks. Would love to see you there, Sunday, July 7th. Saturday, July 27th, I'll be at J. Riley Distillery in Redlands, California. It's a whiskey tasting joint, and they make a lot of cool stuff like that. If you like bourbon, if you like vodka, whiskey, I think they make all that stuff there. And we'll be doing some Office and Parks and Rec themed trivia. So be on the lookout for that, and tickets will be available for that too. That place is a little bit smaller, so probably only 50 tickets available, but it should be a ton of fun. If you have any topics you want me to do on the show, you can donate $5 or more on my Patreon page, patreon.com/triviawithbuds, and then you can fill in your topics in the Patreon subscriber topics spreadsheet that I will send you a link to when you donate $5 or more. We got some great ones coming up. Pulp Fiction quotes from Brenda Martinez, one-sentence movie descriptions for Brenda Martinez, as written by my friend Marissa, who sent me a nice email with some great questions. Alien races from Futurama for Greg Hines, Simpsons episode titles for Luke McKay, and What We Do in the Shadows for Megan Acuna. She also wants to do Barry, the TV show, which I have not seen yet, but I'd like to catch up on. Is that one season, two seasons? I want to watch them all. Maybe I'll do that on the plane this weekend, going up to San Francisco. And actually, I'm there right now as you're listening to this at Clusterfest. So on Monday for the big 1 year, I will have a bunch of cool stories about Clusterfest. And I hope you listen to that episode. Guys, thank you so much for listening. And enjoy these 11 questions on Nintendo, recorded live at RT Rogers Brewing in Sierra Madre, California. Here we go.
All right, my friends, this round's about Nintendo. Hopefully somebody on your team is a gamer. Nintendo's finest, a Trivia with Buds video games round. Here's number one. In what Super Nintendo game did Yoshi make his first appearance? Number one for Nintendo's finest, In what Super Nintendo game did Yoshi make his first appearance?
Yoshi had his world.
Question number two. The first Luigi's Mansion game was originally released on what Nintendo system? Number two, the first Luigi's Mansion game was originally released on what Nintendo system? Number two. Number three on your list. On the Nintendo Wii, what were the custom characters you could make of your friends and family call? Number three. On the Nintendo Wii, what were the custom characters you could make of your friends and family call? Number three, number three. Here we go, number four. Super Mario Brothers, the blank blank, you're filling in both those blanks, two words, is a 1986 sequel with 52 levels and a much harder difficulty than the first game. Number four, Super Mario Brothers, the blank blank, is a 1986 sequel with 52 levels and a much harder difficulty than the first game. Fill in those two words, the blank blank, number four. Here comes number five. What helps Princess Peach float in games like Super Smash Bros. Ultimate? Number five, what item helps Princess Peach float in games like Super Smash Bros. Ultimate? Number five. Number six. In Super Mario Kart for the Super Nintendo, you can choose to play as Mario, Luigi, Princess Peach, Yoshi, Bowser, Donkey Kong Jr., Koopa Troopa, and who else? In Super Mario Kart for the Super Nintendo, you can choose to play as Mario. I would write these down and look at them if you want. Ready? Mario, Luigi, Princess Peach, Yoshi, Bowser, Donkey Kong Jr., Koopa Troopa, and who else? Who is the, I think, eighth missing person there? Who is the eighth missing person? Number six. Number seven, after the Ocarina of Time on Nintendo 64, what was the next Zelda game for that system called? Number seven, after the Ocarina of Time on Nintendo 64, what was the next Zelda game for that system called? Number seven. Question number eight, Nintendo's current chief operating officer is named Doug and shares his last name with a Nintendo villain. What is his last name? Number eight. Nintendo's current chief operating officer is named Doug and shares his last name with a Nintendo villain. What's his last name? Your bartender Ryan knows. Maybe you tip him. Maybe he tips you. You know what I'm saying? Number eight. Question number nine. What is the most common collectible item found in the Donkey Kong series? What is the most common collectible item in the Donkey Kong series? Number nine. My friend Ariel is going to know this one for sure. Number 10, the newest Mario Tennis game for Nintendo Switch shares its name with something you might find in Vegas. What is it? Number 10, the newest Mario Tennis game for Nintendo Switch shares its name with something you might find in Vegas. What is it? Number 10. For 2 points to close out the Nintendo's finest round. For 2 points, after anything Mario and Wii Sports related, what are Nintendo's next two best-selling franchises? So at the top, you got anything Mario, and then you got all the Wii Sports stuff. That was the number one and two most selling things for Nintendo. What are the number three and four spots? What are after Mario and Wii Sports? What do you think? 2 points if you get both of them, 1 point if you get one of them. That's the end of round number four, Nintendo's finest. We'll be back with the answers in a bit. Here come the answers for Nintendo stuff. A lot of people in here said they had Nintendo Switch, and I will play some Mario Kart with you very soon. Here we go. Number one, in what Super Nintendo game did Yoshi make his first appearance? That was Super Mario World for the Super Nintendo. Super Mario World, where you can ride Yoshi in one of the first levels. It's fun. Number two, the first Luigi's Mansion game was originally released on what Nintendo system? GameCube was the answer, GameCube. The second one I think was on 3DS, and the third one coming out for Nintendo Switch in a couple of months. Number three, on the Nintendo Wii, what were the custom characters you can make of your friends and family called? Those were called Miis, M-I-I-S, Miis, which is Wii upside down, I think. What? Oh, number four. Got it. Good job. Good celebration. Number four, Super Mario Brothers: The Lost Levels is a 1986 sequel with 52 levels and a much harder difficulty than the first game. The Lost Levels. Number five, what helps Princess Peach float in games like Super Smash Bros. Ultimate? I was looking for her umbrella or parasol. Umbrella or parasol. Number six, in Super Mario Kart for Super Nintendo, you can choose to play as Mario, Luigi, Princess Peach, Yoshi, Bowser, Donkey Kong Jr., Koopa Troopa, and Toad. Toad. That was the missing one. Number seven, after the Ocarina of Time on Nintendo 64, the next Zelda game was called Majora's Mask. Majora's Mask. Number eight, Nintendo's current chief operating officer is named Doug Bowser. Doug Bowser, which is crazy. Number nine is the most common collectible item found in the Donkey Kong series are bananas. Bananas, much like coins for Mario or rings for Sonic. Number 10, the newest Mario Tennis game for Nintendo Switch shares its name with something you might find in Vegas. What is it? Mario Tennis Aces is the name of the game, which is also a tennis term, aces. And the bonus for 2 points, after anything Mario and Wii Sports related, the next two best-selling franchises are Pokemon and Zelda. Pokemon and Zelda. Great job, everybody. A lot of Nintendo nerds here tonight. Thanks for coming.
There it was, a super fun episode on Nintendo trivia. This is one that I actually think I would do pretty good on, as I'm a big Nintendo fan and Nintendo Switch owner. I've been playing Punch-Out like crazy on the classic Nintendo Online. They add all these different old Nintendo games, and I'll be visiting both my brothers in July for 4th of July weekend, so I will have that system with me so we can play some Punch-Out on the go. Punch-Out is a lot harder than I remember, especially as you get higher up in those bosses, and I forgot that they repeated some of them and make them harder. So I'm on the second Bald Bull, which is after Soda Popinski, if you remember that game. And I don't think I've ever beat it, even as a kid. I don't know if I ever even got to, like, Mike Tyson or whoever's at the end of the generic version without Mike Tyson. But we'll see how it goes. Guys, thank you for listening. And as always, you can go to our sponsor's website, which is fmdesignsinc.com. That's Funky Monkey Designs, and they bring you our question of the day. Today's question of the day is, what were the three original games available for the original Game Boy? You can send me the answer to any of those three in a tweet at Ryan Buds on Twitter, or you can email ryanbuds@gmail.com looking for the three original Tetris games. I believe there were three when the system came out. As long as you send me one of those, you will be in the running to win a very special prize. That's our question of the day from Funky Monkey Designs. If you need something printed, check them out. They are at fmdesignsinc.com. Thank you guys so much for listening. Thanks for telling a friend, and we'll see you tomorrow for more Trivia with Buds. Cheers.